I had just gotten over the breakup of a long-term relationship and decided to dip my toe in the online dating world. So I signed up for one of those services that matches your personality with someone else's and then guides you through a series of questions and communication. At one point in this process, participants are instructed to ask their match a question. And shortly after I enrolled in the program, a guy wrote and asked, "What made you smile today?" I don't recall whether this was one of the canned questions or whether he made it up, but the reaction I had to this simple question caught me off guard. What made you smile today? Well, Don from San Mateo, let's see. At 9 o'clock, I had walked to a coffee shop to meet a colleague. The sun was shining, and I know I had appreciated the great weather, but smiling? Yeah, I think I was. The woman in front of me at the coffee shop had brought her mug with her from home, and I recall thinking that was such a great idea. And yes, I'm sure I had smiled. There were several other normal events during the course of my day that upon reflection in one way or another had made me smile. Since by nature I'm a glass-half-full kind of gal, these revelations shouldn't have surprised me. But they did. What was it about this simple interrogatory from a complete stranger that resonated so deeply with me? I think the answer lies in acknowledging happiness. Writing to my anonymous correspondent and expressly noting how many times I'd smiled, outright grinned, in the normal course of daily activity, became proof to me that people, even positive, upbeat people, are happier than we think we are. And maybe the real secret isn't in counting our blessings, but in counting our smiles. I don't know how things will end up with the online dating scene, but Don from San Mateo, if you're listening, thanks for the question. It made me smile. With a perspective, this is Joyce Schriepman.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.